Hear the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Luke, part of chapter 22. And the day of unleavened bread came, in which the Passover must be slaughtered. And he sent Peter and John, saying, "Go, prepare for us the Passover, that we may eat." And they said to him, "Where wilt thou that we prepare?" And he said to them, "Behold, as you enter into the city, a man shall meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he goes in. And you shall tell the householder of the house, 'The teacher says to thee, where is the inn where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a great upper room furnished. There prepare." And they went, and they found as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, "With longing I have longed to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." And taking bread, he gave thanks and broke it, and gave to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." Amen. Children, last week, a little boy was baptized. The minister took water and dipped his hand in the water and put it on the boy's forehead and washed his forehead. And then he made the sign of the cross on his forehead and over his heart. And this week, we have the Holy Supper. As you can tell by the cloth on the chancel here. So we have baptism and Holy Supper. And the Lord calls these two special worship services the two sacraments. A sacrament means something holy. And these two worship services are even more holy than our regular worship services because in them we have something that we can touch and feel, the water of baptism, and something that we can smell and taste and eat, namely the bread and wine of the Holy Supper. And these things are correspondences. That means there's something that we do with our natural body that corresponds to what we are doing with our spiritual body and what the Lord is doing with our spiritual body. The Lord's giving us the water of his truth so that we can wash ourselves and be clean. And he's giving us his bread and his wine, which represents his love and his wisdom, so that we can eat them up and make them who we are, make them part of us. Now, our regular worship services have correspondences in them too. We read from the Lord's word, which is full of correspondences from beginning to end. And we stand and we sit and we kneel and we sing songs, and all of these things are correspondences. But baptism and Holy Supper have all these things plus the water, the bread and the wine and the eating. So they're even holier. Now, why does the Lord give us two sacraments, baptism and Holy Supper? Well, it's like how when it's supper time, you wash your hands and then you come eat. You get yourself ready and then you do it. You do something happy. You have a good supper with your family. And all of our life is full of preparation or getting ready and then fulfillment, doing something happy, the project, the useful thing that we wanted to do, that we were getting ready for. Well, you can think of the 9 months of the school year and then the 3 months of the summertime. Or you can think of all the things that you learn while you're growing up, all the things you learn with your mind, the things you learn with your hands, the things you learn to say and to not say, things you learn to do and to not do so that you can be useful people when you grow up. You learn a trade or a profession so that you have a job that you can do that's helpful to other people. You learn to care for little children so that you can be a mother and a father someday. All this preparation, and then you grow up and then you're ready and you do it. And you can think about a wedding, how when a boy and a girl meet as if by chance, and then they're friends, and they talk to each other over a period of time, and they discover that they want to be married. There's preparation, and then they get married. And that's the fulfillment, like baptism and Holy Supper. Or you can think of the wedding day itself. A lot of work goes to preparing for that wedding and the wedding reception. People make food and drink. They decorate a place for the worship service and for the wedding reception. Friends come from all over to help out. They make flowers. Lots of things happen to get ready. And then you have the wedding and the wedding reception. And all of that, too, is preparation for actually being married and raising a family and helping children get ready for heaven, which is the most important use that we can do in this world. In the story today that we read, the disciples asked the Lord, "How can we prepare for you to have the Passover and the Holy Supper?" And he sent them to find a man who was carrying a pitcher of water, just like in baptism. And that's how they would know the place, and they could prepare. And then when the evening came, the Lord served them the Holy Supper. And in the book of Revelation, there are 20 chapters of getting ready. Michael and his angels getting rid of the dragon out of heaven and his two beasts and the great harlot into the lake of fire, clearing out all the bad stuff. And then it was safe for the holy city, New Jerusalem, the bride and wife of the Lord, to come down and everyone to be called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now, Holy Supper especially reminds us of the Lord because he is the fulfillment. He's everything good that ever happens in our life is being with the Lord and the Lord being with us. And so he gave us the Holy Supper and he said, "Do this to remember me." And so several times throughout the year, we do the Holy Supper as the Lord commanded to remember him. And he gives us his bread and his wine and he says, "This is my body, this is my blood, this is me, my love and my wisdom that I want to give to you so that you can have them in you and I can be with you and you can be with me." He wants us to be his friends and to come live with him and eat with him like a big family in his house. The Lord himself, through his life, had lots of preparations and fulfillments. He fought with the evil spirits and conquered them, and then he saved us. He healed people of their sicknesses. He cast out the evil spirits. And then he went back into the wilderness or into the mountain and fought with the evil spirits again and conquered them and came back and taught us some more. And finally, he laid down his natural life on the cross and completely conquered the evil spirits and rose again. And for the first time, we could see that our Lord Jesus Christ is our God. That was the fulfillment. So when you think of baptism and Holy Supper and you see that these services are going to happen in our church, you can think about when you grow up, how you can take the Holy Supper. When you grow up, you can be a useful servant of the Lord, both in this world and forever. And the way to prepare the baptism is repentance, keeping the Lord's commandments, taking the Lord's water of his truth, and washing yourself, washing the dirt off, changing out of your dirty clothes and putting on clean clothes to come to the marriage supper. And you will win. You will be able to do this because the Lord will be with you. You will conquer the evil spirits just as the Lord did, if you follow him and let him help you. So that's why the Lord gave us these two sacraments of getting ready and then the fulfillment. Amen.